Hi, I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
And I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author of Take My Sunshine coming winter 2024. And this is
Lit Sis.
Hey, Mad.
Yeah, Haley.
Don't you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. You can see all that I'm reading at Maddie Reads a Lot.
M-A-D-D-Y,
that
right?
That's right, M-A-D-D-Y.
And then don't you have another one?
I do. I do have a new Instagram that you can follow me for all of my author things at @EmmyGlenz_author.
@EmmyGlenz_author. I love it. I also have an Instagram.
Ooh, yes. Would you like to share?
It's Brook and Binding.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see anything about Lit Sis itself, you can find information about Lit Sis at Lit Sis Podcast on Instagram as well.
Go check them out.
Happy Friday, Lit Sisners.
Hello, hello.
We are back together again to give you what we hinted at last week, which is our book review of
The Only One Left
by Riley Sager.
How many has he written by now?
This gotta be
five
like
or six.
Six, maybe. Yeah, Final Girls, Last Time I Lied.
I want to look them up.
What was after that one? There's the one we didn't like.
I know.
That Lock Every Door, that's the one we didn't like. Lock Every Door, the Survive the Night. Oh, The House. This is number seven then. Home Before Dark.
I'm going to look them up. Here's his list here.
All right. Lock Every Door, Home Before Dark, Final Girls, House Across the Lake, Last Time I Lied, Survive the Night, Only One Left.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Wow. Losers. We have been reading him for a while now. Mm-hmm. So, seventh book. How do you feel about his seventh book? We finished it together, side by side.
I feel mixed.
I agree. I'm feeling conflicted feelings.
I'm not sure what is causing me to feel this way, but I think the biggest element is the confusion.
I don't know why I'm so confused about how I feel about this book, but it might be the confusing parts.
Well, without having to give anything away, there's
Should we do a spoiler section?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have
But there's like a lot of like back and forth and give and take and of like timelines as well, and then like tons of characters and like you having to piece things together, but it kind of gets laid out for you but not all the way and hinted at. I don't know. What do you think?
Here's my thing. I feel like you said this very well when we got finished reading it. You said, I predicted this.
I did.
But I didn't think it would be all of the things that I predicted.
Yeah, I predicted multiple twists. And I was like, what if it's this? What if it's that? What if it's that?
But it was like, what if it's this isolated thing? What if it's all of these things?
Yeah, it's like, it could be this twist or it could be this twist. And it was like three or four out of the like five that I thought could have potentially been an actual thing.
Riley was like, or are we talking about and? Could be this and this.
That is something that you do in improv.
Yeah, that is. Yes,
like,
and.
Yes, and this is also an element.
Maybe,
yes,
you know, what if, this. What if he devised this plot by playing a game of yes and an
that's
improv?
That's it.
And people were just throwing things out there and
he thought,
was just
brilliant.
Like, yes, and, oh, gotta write it.
This is the one.
First off, let me say what this book reminded me of.
Well, maybe tell what the book's about.
Yeah.
And then what it reminds you of.
Okay, so The Only One Left is about this caregiver named Kit who is going to, she's going into a new job, and her job is to be taking care of 24/7 this older woman named Lenora Hope, who is kind of like the small town's own version of Lizzie Borden, and it literally is referenced in the book as well as being like that. Also, if you hear any noises, we are sitting in a car, so that may be what you're hearing. And she, like, there's this little like rhyme that the little kids sing, which is like, Lenora Hope at 17, Lenora Hope hung her sister with a rope and blah blah blah, and like stabbed her parents or whatever. And so Lenora Hope is now older, and Kit is going to go take care of her as her caregiver because she's like almost entirely paralyzed.
Yeah, apparently she had like polio and maybe a stroke or two, so she only can move her left hand.
Only her left hand, can't talk, all that fun stuff. And so Kit has her own kind of dark past. So this is kind of her one good chance to have a job again. And so she takes this job, even though, you know, the person she's taking care of could be a like murderer.
She needs the job.
She needs a job. And so as she kind of gets acquainted at Hope's End, which is the name of the mansion that Lenora Hope lives in, as well as like the four other people who work there, not including Kit. Kit starts to find out that Lenora Hope knows how to work a typewriter with her left hand and wants to tell Kit her whole story.
So what happened that night and who actually killed her family and whatnot. And so what does it remind you of?
It reminds me of three things.
Okay.
Off the top of my head. First off, it reminds me of the Book of Cold Cases by Simone St. James. It is a very similar premise. It's honestly very similar. It is about this. She's a like a true crime. She has like an online blog or whatever that she talks about true crime. And there is this girl or this older woman who was accused of, I think, also killing her parents. And still lives in the mansion where it all happened. And by like kind of accident, she like is going to the doctor or whatever, and she, the main character, also works at like a receptionist. They meet, and I don't even remember how that ends up being, but she ends up going to her house, her mansion, to hear the true story of what actually happened that fateful night. And there are very similarities with the parents. There's also a sibling involved in the whole thing. Lenora Hope has a sister named Virginia. So, like, there were tons of similarities right off the bat. The second thing that it reminds me of, maybe three things. Four things. Lizzie Borden, obviously, as it is referenced in there. It is four things. The third thing that it reminds me of is Verity by Colleen Hoover, which we talked about.
Because you don't actually know, like, if Lenora is the murderer or if she's not. So, like, the whole time you're trying to kind of be on edge of, like, is she telling the truth or not?
And Lenora is bedbound.
Yeah, is she actually bedbound?
Yeah, because that's a part in Verity where, like, Verity, like, is bedbound and, like, stuff
but
like
is
that.
She,
but
you
is
know?
She,
like... Because weird stuff happens and sounds are heard and things are moved in the room and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Are you actually able to move or no?
Mm-hmm. And then the fourth thing that it reminds me of is... Oh my gosh, why did I lose it?
Evelyn Hugo?
No, it does remind me of Evelyn Hugo, though. Crap, there was a fourth thing that it reminds me of Knives Out, slightly. Because the story for Kit, the situation with
the
Kit.
Caregiver.
As the caregiver, she is caregiving this a former patient, which is actually her mom, who ends up dying while she's taking care of her because she accidentally leaves
out
a bottle of fentanyl. And then her mom, who's also her patient, dies overnight from taking almost the entire bottle of fentanyl. Which is very similar to Knives Out, where it's not a caregiver, but a nurse who's taking care of an elderly man and accidentally gives him the wrong medication. And it's a little bit not too similar because he believes he's about to die, so he like slits his own throat. But again, I was like struck by this where it was like, I feel like he
Melting
made her
pot.
A caregiver because he didn't want it to be similar to Knives Out because it's technically a nurse. So he's she's not a nurse. She's a caregiver. Anyway, four things that I feel like it reminded me of.
I can see all of those things. And you also have were feeling a little bit of Agatha Christie because you have these four people that work at the mansion. You have Mrs. Baker, who's kind of like the
head housekeeper.
You have Archie, who's the chef. You have Jessie, who's the maid. And then you have Carter, who's the groundskeeper. And then Kit shows up and is going to be the caregiver. And so there was one point where it says, like, I'm like, one of these people did something. I'm standing in the room with a killer.
Yeah.
Or I'm standing
in the room. And then she starts to analyze them all.
And she's trying to figure out who did it. Someone's lying to me. And so you kind of get that murder mystery hat as well. So as you can see, this book has a lot of elements.
It's got a lot
it's
coming
a lot it. Of a big melding pot, melting pot of many, many different types of potentials that this could have been like. And so I wonder if he was just inspired by all these different elements and then just decided to throw it all together and then put like one or two of his own twists. And so it's kind of like maybe like it's over seasoned and then you eat it and you're like, I feel like we added one too many flavors
in here. I can totally see that. Yeah, it's like
it's a little overwhelming.
I feel like you can't enjoy each individual flavor or twist because there's too many of them.
Yeah.
There's too many. They overpower each other, and especially most of them are revealed in the last 100 pages.
Yeah.
And so you're like, oh my gosh. And then it's like 20 pages later, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And you can't fully appreciate all the other things that were just revealed to you. As phenomenal as many of them were, they feel lessened.
Yeah.
As it goes on.
Yeah, exactly. So I am just sitting here thinking about the book and all of the elements to it. And I honestly think if it was a little bit more clear cut as to who and why everything had happened, I think I could have actually liked it. But now I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, I don't know if I actually liked it. And I'm really sad about that because I read like the first half of the book. A lot of the book, I read it really fast because I was very intrigued. But honestly, like, I think that last 100 pages that we read last night, like, really, really, really bothered me. As in, it was just so much all at once. And it was supposed to be the best part and it kind of felt like the worst part.
Yeah, I can see it. I had originally given it a rating and then I was thinking about it too much and probably a good amount, and I have decided to rescind that rating and give it a new one.
So then what is your rating? What'd you change it to?
I had it as a 4-star because it did really like grasp my attention. I really liked it. I wanted to keep reading it, but the ending I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
But I have demoted it to a 3-star.
See, I think I might have to do that as well. I think I'm going to be in the 3-star range, which is so unfortunate because, like, literally I was loving
potential.
So much of the whole story.
I know.
But just felt like we were even second-guessing ourselves when we were reading it of, like, is this a plot hole? Is this, like, an actual thing? Like, wait, did he say the wrong name right here? Are you talking about someone else? Or is this a different element? Or how did that person come into play? And there were so many elements that we were just, like, very, very confused about that we had to sit and try to process. And the thing is, like we were saying, where I had, like, multiple different predictions of how the book could go. And so, like, at one point I was like, I knew it. This is for sure. Like, this is the twist. And then, like, we read a little bit more and I was like, and this one? Usually when you're trying to guess some of these twists, you're like, it's going to be this or this. Like, either or. And like we were saying earlier, it was this and this and this. And so sometimes it just, like, could be too much. And then literally there was reference to a corkscrew and that, that, like, really kind of irritated me. Like, I was like, this is just too on the nose of Girl on the Train. And it bothered me so
much. You know what?
And I was like, no.
I know. And I will say, a little spoiler, the corkscrew is used on a person, but it was in a different spot than
it was
in Girl on the Train.
Yeah, it was
a different
spot.
And I was like, okay, it is different. That's a little bit different.
But I just was like, are you kidding me? Like,
I know.
Yeah, let's just say it wasn't. Especially from House Across the Lake.
Oh,
this
so
feels way, way worse.
I definitely don't dislike it as much as Lock Every Door. That's still my least favorite. Riley for sure.
But this
sure.
was just most confusing.
It was, and I feel like there was one twist that we didn't see coming whatsoever. I know I didn't.
We never talked about it.
And if there had been
like
a few less twists,
it would have been
more impactful. But
the one that you're talking about, I was like, this is just too many.
That's the point where I was like, I'm done.
I was like, how is this person even, like, how, this doesn't even make sense.
We had to do math. Yeah. I was like, okay, if this person was this old in this year, and then I subtract, okay, I guess it works.
Like, it was just, That one in particular felt like a stretch.
And it also, I will say, it is something that Riley has done in his books so many times.
What?
I can't say it without giving
it
away.
Okay.
I can't. But it's just a theme that he kind of does, which at this point is, it makes everything not surprising anymore. He always does this.
Well, you're going to have to explain that
I'll have to explain it in the spoiler section. So do we feel like we're going to both give it a 3-star? All right. And
yeah.
Do you want to move into our spoiler section now?
Yeah. Let's dive into spoiler section.
All right. And I will put the timestamps in the description. So for those of you who do not want a spoiler, you can know which parts to avoid. All right. Starting spoiler in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Spoiler time.
What is the thing that you thought? That he doesn't
Riley always makes the big culprit reveal at the end, like someone the main character is incredibly close to. He always does this.
Okay.
Think about it. House across the lake.
Yeah.
Think about Survive the Night.
I don't remember that one. Boyfriend?
Yeah. With the teeth in the...
Yeah.
Think about Final Girls.
Yeah.
Like, he does this.
Where it's like...
So
I never would have expected it was like... my family member
or my lover, or like, and he's this is the fourth time he's done something
that's
like
true.
That
that's true,
and three of them have been very like right after each other. So it does bug me at this point that I'm like,
so the thing that we were talking about is in this book, Kit's father,
who's barely in the book,
is apparently a murderer.
Yes.
Of multiple people.
But it doesn't even feel like
But
he's
it doesn't
murderer.
Make sense. And you're just like, I'm so confused. Who is, like, how does this all go together? I just had a really hard time with that.
I know. I had to think about it a lot.
I feel like it made... There was an element where, like, okay, so Lenora, the person who can't talk and uses a typewriter, and I'm... kind of saying it like that in particular right now. She apparently, when she heard Kit's full name and recognized the last name, apparently this Lenora lady and the dad used to be lovers. And they had a baby.
54 years ago they had a baby together.
And apparently the old lady wanted to tell Kit her whole life story and explain everything that had happened, but when she heard the last name, she decided to withhold information and decided to not tell everything. And then that's why Kit's like, I'm so confused, I thought you wanted to tell me what's going
on. Yeah, and then she's like, no. And then also the typewriter gets taken away anyway, so then she can't.
Yeah, so she can't.
But she already had it written up and gave it with another
nurse. But not all of it, did she?
No, she typed up everything to that nurse, because that's...
Even, all of the identities of everybody and stuff like that, like, all those details, that nurse knew? So why did the dad kill that nurse? Is it because of the blood? Because the nurse came to... But how did the nurse... Okay, so...
I feel like we need to start over. We went to, the last twist.
So... The first nurse before Kit
learned
everything. She learns identity of the baby's daddy. She finds out who murdered who. She finds out details, like, everyone's names.
And she was, like, super big into the crime, too. She was, like, a crime
junkie. Yeah, she knew the crime junkie, essentially. And so she...
Gets this job specifically to find out.
Yeah, and so she gets all this information, wants to tell the story, and... wants to do a paternity test.
Because the groundskeeper thinks potentially he is the grandson of Lenora.
Yeah.
So he convinces her to do a blood test.
Gets a blood test from the old lady, and then because the lady told
her
who the dad was, she went and found the dad and said, hey, I was talking to her. I know that you guys had a baby together. There's this guy who might think he's related to you.
And he wants to do a blood test.
Can I get your blood? Yeah. So that's how the dad found out that that was happening. And then he went and killed her.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I'll meet you. You can get my blood. I'll meet you at Hope's End. But because Lenora, because the old lady knew something about the dad, about that night, about the murders, he goes and now he knows that this nurse knows what happened. He goes and kills her so that the secret gets...
But why does he not want things to come out? Why doesn't he
I don't know because it doesn't feel like it incriminates him very much. There's not much that he does that I feel like is sketch.
But then why doesn't he... Okay, so I'm just going to say another big twist we find out, which is what I had guessed.
Which, yes, you can say it.
Was that the old lady, Lenora, who can't move and can only use her left hand, is actually her sister, Virginia, who was supposed to have died.
But she didn't.
But she didn't.
They faked it.
So she didn't. She hung with a rope, but she didn't die.
And she did it herself. She hung herself with a rope, didn't die. She lived.
Her actual sister, Lenora, found her.
Found her and then
took her identity.
She took her identity.
She made
Virginia die legally and then gave her her name of Lenora, and she took on the name of Miss Baker, who had
was their tutor,
who had left with a baby,
the baby that
Virginia had, and left and raised the baby as her own.
So I don't understand why. The old lady's lover, if he had found out that the nurse knew who he was, why didn't he just like, oh yeah, no, Virginia told me everything. Why wasn't he like, she's alive, and then went to go see her? Like, why wasn't he excited? Also, why did he kill the girl?
Also, he later goes to Hope's End and like, acts like he's gonna kill Virginia.
Yeah, but why didn't he
do that same night anyway? Like, if he went to go kill Mary, why did he wait like several weeks to like go back to Hope's End and dramatically like wrap his hands around her neck? Like,
but then it says, apparently Kit had given it away that Virginia was still alive when she mentioned Virginia to her dad.
I think that's something Kit has realized in her head, but she doesn't know that he already knew.
No, but did he know?
We're just assuming he knew.
Maybe.
Well, he said he knew when Mary came. He said, I knew she could only find that information out from one person.
Virginia.
He's like, I knew she could only find out the information from one person.
I'm so confused. Why does this dad have to be involved?
I don't know. And here's the thing. I don't understand the motive for the dad to kill people. Why does he kill people?
Is it because all he did was take money, hush money.
He took hush money.
That's it.
No, he didn't. Bernice took hush money.
No, he said the guy said
he did take hush money one time.
Yeah.
He took hush money one time. I think the thing that he's most concerned about is that people will find out that he helped the mom die. Not his wife.
Yeah.
Mom. So like the mom that got murdered that same night with her husband.
That Lenora Hope killed.
She's the one that Lenora Hope didn't kill anybody. Virginia Hope didn't kill anybody. The mom, so Virginia Hope had the baby. The baby was taken away per the dad's orders by Miss Baker, who he was having an affair with. Miss Baker took the baby and went to Canada, raised the baby. But Virginia was super upset that her dad did this, and so she came out with a knife intending to do something, but she can't. And her mom, who never loved her husband, was forced into marrying him because she was pregnant with someone else's baby, who was then Lenora. She took the knife and stabbed her husband.
And then stabbed herself.
And then she
Patrick just topped it off.
He like topped it off. I think she wanted Virginia to help kill her.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because she was suffering.
Yeah.
And so instead, she starts like saying mean things to Patrick to rile him up.
Yeah.
And then he does like a mercy killing of her.
Yeah.
So that's the information he's murdering people to not get out.
He just doesn't want people to know he helped kill the mom, apparently. So he's deciding to go kill other people.
Yeah, that makes tons of sense, Patrick.
It doesn't make any sense.
I will say, and here's the thing that I think that is kind of frustrating, is that there's the identity swap of Virginia and Lenora, which, you know, when you're reading these, part of what you're seeing is you're reading these typewritten stuff of everything so the person who's using the typewriter yeah,
had been called by Lenora, even like actual Lenora, the actual sister starts calling Virginia Lenora because she's like, we need to make it so people think that she's dead and that you, Virginia is actually dead and now you are going to become me and all this stuff
and
like
so
that.
She could go live a life free of the Hope family. She like went and lived for like 2 years in Paris.
Yeah, went and did other
stuff. Probably would have lived there for longer if her fiance didn't die.
Yeah. So she just was like,
she pretty much like her sister was paralyzed and so she was like, I'm gonna just place the blame and the identity of the blame all on my sister so I can go live a free life.
Because people were thinking Lenora did it because Virginia was hanging. So yes, they thought she had died.
Lenora was the only one that didn't do anything. Didn't
so I mean the swap, I like the swap. I think it makes
that
sense.
That was great.
And I guessed that. And then
But then there was the swap of the Ricardo and the Ricky.
Yeah, that was odd.
Because you're thinking that you think that the identity of the dad of the baby is this guy named Ricardo, who she refers to as Ricky in her writings.
Uh-huh.
Because Ricardo was having an affair. He was having an affair and his wife knew about it. He always had a wandering eye, whatever. And so you think it's this guy Ricardo who went missing at the same night of the murders. You're like, yeah, oh my gosh, it's totally this guy. But it ends up being the wrong person. And so not only is there in the typewriting written chapters you're reading, you think, you know, Lenora is Virginia and Virginia is Lenora. You also think Ricky guy is this Ricardo, but
so
it's actually
multiple,
the Patrick.
Yeah. The multiple dad. Personality or people are misidentified.
Yes. Also, and I don't know. Also, there's a detective named Richard. So I don't know
why he did this.
Why he did a Ricardo, a Richard,
maybe because he's trying to see, maybe the detective is who Ricky actually is. Maybe
like
he's trying to throw people off. Yeah, yeah,
but I don't even remember noticing his name was Richard until after we already knew who Ricky was.
I don't know.
Anyway, you can see how this is a lot.
There was something else I had guessed as well. I don't remember.
I totally guessed that Archie was gay. He's the one having an affair with Ricardo, but I did not see that coming.
I feel like there was another twist that I had guessed, but I can't remember right now. But it's just is so complicated.
It's
and
so
then it
excessive.
And then the very... Oh, I know what it was.
Oh, yes? Yeah.
I guessed.
This was when I was like, are you kidding me? It was the Ricky being Patrick, and then this one at the very end.
That she was faking it!
She's faking it! She actually
came for 50 years. She was actually able to talk and move and crap like that. And she was faking it. And I do not know. And then all of a sudden, she's like a famous person.
Yeah, she's
famous. And now
famous.
She's like friends
with... She like
wrote
a memoir.
She was friends with Kit.
Yeah.
And then like the nurse girl... Or not nurse. The maid
is her granddaughter.
Her actual granddaughter.
And they like escape together so she can like live her life.
I just was so confused.
Also, if she could walk for 50 years and she was pretty much being kept in prison there by her older sister who was pretending to be Miss Baker, why the crap did she just not like, I don't know, sneak out one night or like kill her sister and get away? Like, why did she let herself be imprisoned for 50 plus years?
I don't know.
What was her end goal?
The logic. She's like, well, I wanted to play the game with her. Lock the doors or whatever.
See who can last inside the longest.
And I'm like...
Oh, but yeah, because in the very end... Because
she was trying to punish the sister.
Real Lenora...
And Patrick
end up in Hope's End and it crumbles into the sea because it's like on a cliffside.
So they end up dying.
And they go involuntarily, like, to atone for their sins of what they have done. It was just...
It's too much.
Man. It was... It was excessive. But, you know, it was promising to start.
Yeah.
But just as you can see, if you didn't read it and you're just listening to the spoiler section because, you know, you're crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy.
You can see how it is so much. But yeah, I thought it was crazy that she like also like kept the secret, like she ran away with her granddaughter so she could live a free life and then just decides to write a memoir, tell all her story, travel the world and just become a celebrity. It made no sense with all the people that died to keep things hidden for her to just be like,
just kidding.
It was all a farce.
Yeah, I can't with that.
Anyway. And I feel like there wasn't a really good, like, ending for Kit. because like she also mentions like, I don't really have family anymore because both of my parents are dead. She didn't have any siblings. She was like, Lenore is Virginia is really my only family now. And as she's saying this, Virginia is escaping to
I
go
know.
With her granddaughter. And then she like walks back in the room and Virginia's gone. And that's the last you hear of Kit.
It's the worst.
It is bad. So that, I think, that are we done with our spoiler section?
Yeah.
All right. That is the end of our spoiler section. I'll put it in our comments and we'll go back to a non-spoiler section now. Okay. So I think that's the end of our spoiler section.
Mm-hmm.
I will say it was like half the length of the episode thus far. So you can see we had a lot to say.
There is probably too much to say that is spoilery. But, like, you don't want to give anything away, but you also need to, like, actually talk through some of those things. Because if you don't, then, as I said earlier, it's just a little bit confusing. So, I think the reason that it was so long was because there was so much to try to unpack and wrap our head around. So, if you don't really care about getting things spoiled, then definitely listen to it. Or if you already have, then, like, there you go. But if you really, really do not want to hear anything about the book and you are a big fan and you don't want to have anything given away, then I would definitely sum it up for you like this. I would probably say this is probably not my favorite of his, but it did captivate me. I think there was a lot to have to try to keep straight as he's unraveling everything that had happened, but it is a pretty complicated situation. And some of the explanations do make sense and I did like them. But just if you're going to read it, keep that in your mind that there is a little bit more to meet than meets the eye, and just kind of keep, try to keep track of everything as best you can. So you're not sitting every like 20 pages at the end trying to like make sure you're tracking just like we were.
Yeah. So yeah, I would agree. Definitely not my favorite, not my least favorite. And just anticipate twists on twists on twists. Nothing is what it seems. Even when it feels like it's been resolved, there's more. All right. So that's about the end of our review of The Only One Left. So, Haley, what are you reading now that we're done with that?
I've been kind of trying to listen to Dune for a little while, but I've not gone that far with it. I feel like I'm going to be doing a little bit more of that this next week or two. But I do have quite a few books on my book of the month bookshelf that I might tap into. I just got a few books in the mail from my August box, but I don't know. It's either going to be something like A Wilderness of Stars by Shay Earnshaw, or maybe What Lies in the Woods by, I can't even remember, Kate Alice Marshall. I have quite a few. I did just get The Secret Book of Flora Lee by Patty Callahan Henry, and that has been, that's been on my mind a lot. But also The Many Lives of Mama Love, my newest August book, is super intriguing. So I'm sure it'll be something like that, something that I can kind of pick up and read once in a while. But I also have, again, that audiobook I've been trying to get into, and because I do a lot of driving and moving around and stuff like that, so I'm not always able to sit and read as much as I used to. So it might end up being Dune might be my next one that I finish, but I think it is like 30 some hours, so we will see. Okay, so Matt, what are you reading?
So I am currently, at the time of recording, reading The Whispers by Ashley Audrain. She's the same author as The Push, which Haley still hasn't read, but I still recommend her. And if I'm, by the time that this airs, if I'm done with that, I'm guessing my next one will be The Last Word by Taylor Adam, author of No Exit. So we'll see. I've got a lot of like thrillers that I've got lined up. So maybe it'll be August is the thriller month instead of July.
And we'll have to see, I guess, if any of them have more of a straightforward plot or if this is just something in the water. Like there might be something crazy going on. So we'll have to see.
I know. I wonder if they're just like, there's so many thrillers now that they're just let's just think of the most convoluted plot line.
Do whatever we can to keep everyone entertained.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, it's kind of like drugs, you know, you got to start out at a small dose and you just got to keep adding it on because it doesn't work as well.
Yeah.
Well. A little bit like that. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Lit Sis. Haley, do you have anything else to say before we sign off?
No.
Okay. Thanks for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages.